Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look back at one of the biggest stories of the last 7 days. I'm George MacDonald, Executive Editor of Retail Week, and today I'm joined by Gemma Goldfinkel, our Features Editor, and Becky Waller-Davis, Senior Reporter. The ink has barely dried on Mike Ashley's acquisition of House of Fraser, but already thoughts are turning to whether that could be something bigger in the industry. Is the ultimate game plan the creation of House of Debenhams? Might Mike Ashley, who already owns nearly a third of Debenhams' shares, seek to buy that business too and put them together? So what's your take on this, Becky? Do you think it would make sense to put two into one and have one strong, dominant department store business?
I see how it would monopolise the market to an extent, aside from John Lewis, which is obviously going after a rather different customer and doesn't quite have that national spread in terms just purely of shops. But I don't think it would make any sense, really. I don't see why you would want two struggling businesses in a struggling marketplace. The costs would be absolutely huge unless he did, you know, the biggest CVA known to man. I can't quite see how it adds up.
Gemma, what's your take?
I think there's lots of hurdles. I think it would take a lot of investment. Debenhams has got, 160 stores?
Maybe 200, I think it's a lot.
And obviously Hoff's got 60. So Debenhams is a much bigger beast. But it's not to say that it couldn't work. You could think with House... I mean, obviously, he's got almost a 30% stake in Debenhams anyway. He sees the value there. He knows the business. You know, if he could get House of Fraser right, why couldn't he get Debenhams right as well and create one big super group?
I just think the kind of the investment you'd have to pour into that would be absolutely huge.
He's got a lot of money.
Well, he has got a lot of money, yeah.
Could he create a business that can draw customers, do you think? Because, you know, House of Fraser went into administration. Mm. Debenhams, as we wrote about this week, is finding life tough. It's got hundreds of roles in consultation at the moment. Do you think he could come up with a format that could work across a group of that scale?
I think, so you know, it's been really well documented, the struggles of the department store sector. However, there are many department stores that are doing well, Selfridges, Harrods, etc. You know, he knows what to do with kind of housing brands. And I don't know, I mean, I don't know if you've seen Flannels, his more upmarket fascia. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. The brands seem to be buying into it. And
he's got 10 of them, not 200.
Yeah.
And I think
you know, from small acorns.
True.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of interest in the city the last few days. You know, Debenhams' share price has risen because there's so much speculation about the deal. I guess one of the things that I don't quite understand is, you know, Debs at the moment's capitalised about 160 million. Mm-hmm. Mike Ashley owns nearly, you know, just below the takeover threshold, nearly a third. You know, he wouldn't need to sit around. He could buy Debenhams for about what he paid for House of Fraser. So I wonder, you know, if that is his game plan, why...
Why hasn't he done it already?
Well, you might be playing a longer game and thinking he can get a better bargain, to be fair.
What, wait until the share price goes down again?
Or...
I guess if you make House of Fraser stronger, it dives again.
And I'd hate to say this, I hope this doesn't happen, but what if the worst was to happen to Debenhams and he could get it out of administration for next to nothing?
Which tends to be what he does.
I mean, Becky, do you think, though, it could be to his advantage to keep the two separate? You know, he's got his own department store chain in Hoff that he clearly intends to take up market. He wants it to be the Harrods of the High Street. That then would differentiate it quite a lot from Debenhams, and if both succeeded catering for different markets, he would benefit as a Debenhams shareholder.
I think that makes a lot more sense. I think House of Fraser is a much easier beast to turn around than Debenhams. You know, it's already got that slightly more upmarket customer and proposition than Debenhams has. That fits into the way he's run Flannels. And also, you know, there are what he's going to keep about 50, nearly 50 of the 60 open, he says. That's a lot easier than putting, you know, more of a market proposition into 200 other stores.
Yeah.
I think it makes a lot more sense.
I think they've got, well, I think they've probably become closer than one would like in terms of their customer mm-hmm. base and their offer. And, you know, I think, you know, Debenhams of all used to be famous for its constant Blue Cross
yeah.
sale.
Yeah.
Now it's House of Fraser that are famous the for slashing.
Yeah.
I think it would make sense to keep them apart, but that really does need him to move House of Fraser up market.
Yeah. Well, and also, he's going to use his influence with Debenhams to continue to push it more towards a value proposition. Yeah.
And so I think there was you said before you think it's a harder beast with House of Fraser. I think that's a really crowded marketplace, being a premium department store.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess. But that's the difference between luxury, right, and premium, and they're two very different
things. I'd say John Lewis and Selfridges both come under the premium bracket, so you've got some two big competitors there.
And you've got Marks and Spencer, of course, which competes with Debenhams, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I don't necessarily agree that it's easier to turn around House of Fraser. I think right now they could be one big group. I think walking into a House of Fraser, walking into a Debenhams,
you can barely tell the difference. Yeah.
But I do see the value in keeping them apart.
Yeah. There has been a lot of talk about, you know, House of Debenhams.
Mm.
However, what we don't know is what Philip Day might be planning. You know, he lost out to Mike Ashley for control of Hoff.
Mm.
There's nothing to stop him making a move if he wants. I mean, he apparently offered more money than Mike did for Hoff.
Yeah.
So,
Insisting that he's not interested in Debenhams.
Right.
So we'll have to see whether that lack of interest continues.
Because it would have been an interesting scenario if Philip Day started stake building in Debenhams.
Yeah.
And I would say, actually, funnily enough, so Day's, his existing fledgling department store chain, is probably more akin to Debenhams than it is the House of Fraser.
Much more.
So probably if he's thinking about it, those being similar models, actually Debenhams makes more sense for him to buy than House of Fraser.
But then I'm slightly confused by Day at the moment, because, you know, the stores that he's reportedly looking at in terms of the House of Fraser stores, he's talking to a few landlords, they're more in premium locations. So again, it makes, you know, perhaps his strategy is slightly diverging.
Yeah. So let's draw things to a close there. A lot to play out, I think, in this situation. What do you think? Would House of Debenhams make sense? How likely is it to happen? Let us know by commenting on the website. And we look forward to seeing you again next week.